to Washington State, where a summer drought is beginning to have a real impact on communities there. Like the town of North Bend, about 30 minutes outside of Seattle. Most development there is on hold until the issue of water is resolved. From member station KUOW, Eilish O'Neill reports.
The population of North Bend has nearly tripled over the last 30 years, and more than eight times as many people now live in the city of Snoqualmie as did in 1990. All those people need water.
It turns out that North Bend, Washington relies on water from one spring and one well.
Nick Bond is the state climatologist.
And they can draw only a certain amount from that.
That's because the spring and well where North Bend gets its water are in the Snoqualmie River watershed. If the river drops below a certain level, the city has to stop using water or replace all the water it takes with water it buys from a different watershed. With this year's drought, the river's already low.
Flows right now on the Snoqualmie are about half of what they usually are for this time of year. Those stream flows are continuing to drop. And anticipate that as we get later into summer that, there's could be some real problems there.
Bond says climate change will bring more summers like this one, with prolonged droughts. Those will compound the problems North Bend's already having. The city of North Bend and a co-op are the water utilities. The co-op has allocated all its water and can't take on new customers. That's left dozens of projects in the commercial and multifamily zones of the city in the lurch until a water solution can be worked out.
There are some folks that have projects approved in that area, one of which is the 212-unit apartment project.
David Miller's the planning director for the city of North Bend. He says the apartment building couldn't get the water permits it needs to proceed because it's in the co-op's territory.
So they were caught in the middle of it.
Miller says there is plenty of water. It's just a dispute between the city and the co-op. But part of the reason the two water providers can't come to an agreement is they can't agree on how to mitigate their impact on the river. The Snoqualmie River is so shallow right now, you could probably walk across it in this stretch above Snoqualmie Falls. The Snoqualmie tribe has traditionally lived on the river's banks and has a deep cultural attachment to these waters. McKenna Dorman is a tribal member and works on environmental issues for the tribe. She says the river hasn't always been this shallow. As the climate's changing, so's the river.
You have less snowpack coming down. You have less cold water coming down throughout the entire Snoqualmie River. And the rising temperature has had a detrimental effect on these fish.
She means salmon. The Snoqualmie River has runs of Chinook, Coho, and Pinks. The Tulalip tribe is also worried about the salmon because they have a treaty-guaranteed right to fish the Snoqualmie River. Daryl Williams is a Tulalip member who's worked on water issues for decades. He says there's climate change, there's a straightening of the river and the loss of trees along its banks, and then there's the sheer amount of water being taken out of the river.
As we have more people moving into the area, there's more water coming out of our rivers and our groundwater systems that feed the rivers. Somehow we need to get more water back into the river.
Williams says, as far as he's concerned, that doesn't mean all development has to come to an end.
We need to do a better job of growing trees along the river to shade the rivers and streams. Log jams can help store water behind them. We're also looking at some more artificial type things.
Like capturing and storing heavy spring flows. North Bend is already taking some of those steps. The city has mandated an 115-foot buffer, requiring landowners to plant more trees and keep houses back from the riverbank. And there's a water conservation bill in front of the city council that proponents say could offset the water needs of all these newcomers. And that could help the longtime residents of the Snoqualmie River, the salmon. For Here and Now, I'm Eilish O'Neill.